He looks like Rana. Yeah, no, he was talking to me for quite a while there. Hang on. I'm going to find the numbers. It's a Kenwood V2 something. Hang on, I've got to find it. They are railroad radios. I answered him back. V2, hang on, I've got to find the whole thing. What model are the Kenwood radios that you have? And he says, it's a Kenwood V2 AAR something TE, as far as I can tell. Yeah, he wanted to reprogram it for hunting frequencies. Well, they're railroad radios. They were using them in the train yard. No, but he wanted to know if I could reprogram it, and I said, I don't know, you need the software. Yeah, no, once in a while they stop and they talk to me and they hang around for 20 minutes. They're not doing any work while they're talking to me. No, he wasn't talking about that. I told him I was into that, but... You know, and then I had that one guy was going on and on. You better not be transmitting over to transmitting, and he's trying to scare me out of there. I said, I'm not going anywhere. I haven't done anything. What were you listening to? You're 28. You give me an AAR channel. What do you give me? A 2860. Southern Railway. No, they let us. We went to West Vancouver and we went on the not the Royal Hudson. They let us on the other one, and when we were done the trip, they actually let us into the and they drove and they did some a little bit of switching. Oh, yeah, that they hear themselves. When I go down to Wayfair, they hear, they go to talk, and it sounds like a great big coliseum. It's coming out of their radio, it's coming out of my radio. Okay, today's Wednesday. No, I didn't go for a bike ride, but you weren't asking either. Okay, I was going to sit here. I was going to put the West Vancouver works frequency into my radio since I like listening to that, and I don't have to use my unit. They're a standalone repeater. They've got the special features they give. They track the locations of other vehicles, which the 890 cannot do. But there's features that show where all that stuff is. Oh yeah, I understand. Well, that too. That's really cool. You just seamlessly go for the house to the boat, and you go down the road, and it doesn't even unlock itself. How to find it? Well, no, I set it up in the phone the same as the house. So when I did my hotspot for the Wi-Fi for the phone. It's the same as the house, so then the hotspot tunes into the phone, which is the same as the house. Oh, on the phone? Never done it that way. I just programmed and told that I wanted to have, a Wi-Fi connection the same. I just copied whatever you said. I did what you said, and it works. Okay, I gotta go back. I gotta go into this thing. Hang on, I'll do it. Oh, it's perfect. Cause I went to Wayfair yesterday, and it was cloudy when I got there. But then after about half an hour, the sun came out. Crazy hot. one that runs that way. I have one because it's just an older one in China, and it works.
What are you doing?
I got Don on the phone. Didn't identify, whatever. It's on V7HWD, if anybody cares. Alfred, I'll get you in a little bit, the VA, V7, KHV7HWD. What did you do? Burn your antenna down there, Alfred? I can barely hear you. What did you do? Well, I was going to program my radio, and he's talking to me, so I'll catch you in maybe 20 minutes, if I can get this thing, and I find out what Don wants. What was that? Yeah, I told him we're on Simplex, and we're on 652, I told him that. Okay, V7HWD.